CKDU interviews with Dalhousie Student Union candidate Evan Price. Welcome to the show, Evan.
Hi, thanks very much.
Yeah. So, Evan, what program are you enrolled in?
I'm a third year, I've just finished my third year in commerce, and I'm a finance major.
Okay. And what position are you running for in the elections?
Well, I'm actually putting my name forward for VP Education.
And what kind of direction do you hope to take the position if you get elected?
Well, along with maintaining all of the status quo that has been done over the last few years by some great candidates, I hope to use my personal experience through volunteering and my political knowledge and things like that to help shape a new experience for students or explore a new experience for students here at Dalhousie through, I guess, there's a 5% credit that I want to be able to offer, and it'd be an optional credit for all faculties. Instead of just having a 10% class participation grade, there would be the option to do 10 hours of volunteer work in the community that's centered around your course curriculum, and then you would receive 5% credit for doing the 10 hours of volunteer work. And so hopefully that would be through experiential learning, a way that students get to own their education. And so that's what I'm really going to focus on is developing the programming so that you get some real world experience for each of your classes.
In the past, the DSU VP Education has done work with national and provincial groups, even municipal groups like the CASA, ANSA, I guess the Canadian Alliance of Student Associations. ANSA is the Nova Scotia equivalent, and
as well as HSA.
That's correct. Yep. That's correct. How do you see yourself? How do you see yourself participating in those groups?
Well, those I can draw on my real wealth of political experience to be able to help out those organizations. I started volunteering in politics about 17 years ago, and worked my way up from just knocking on doors and handing out pamphlets and that kind of thing to being one of the key organizers in some federal and provincial campaigns. So I've made friends with a lot of the backbenching MPs and a lot of the MLAs from around the province and that kind of thing over the last almost two decades. And so using those partnerships and to draw on, because those are the people at the end of the day that you're going to be negotiating with for student advocacy issues. And so by having those prior friendships that I've made, that's going to be a whole lot easier in figuring out a common ground that we're going to be able to work together for. But I think that that through HSA, there were some issues that don't need to be as separated away from like ANSA or that kind of thing. Like it was a separate entity for a regional group of universities through in Halifax here, and I think that by approaching it more of as inclusive inside ANSA, using their constituency tour to figure out what the regional issues are for each of these blocks of universities throughout Nova Scotia, we can include all them voices inside of ANSA to make ANSA a stronger lobby, a voice of a collective of opinions, rather than having broken it up into regional areas and separate associations. Mm.
Nationally, there's also the Canadian Federation of Students, who represents other associations that particularly work around lowering tuition fees. Do you think tuition fees is an issue on campus, and how would you address it if it came up over the year?
I do think that, as everybody that goes to school in Nova Scotia thinks that tuition fees out here are a main issue. But I don't think the VP Ed position should be centralized around just lower tuition and higher funding from government. So I'm going to be focused on what we can do here at home to improve the students' experience, and through that, making it the cost of tuition more justified. But again, using those political connections that I've made through friendships and volunteering and that sort of thing, I'll be able to have more in-depth conversations with the guys that are making the decisions.
Okay. I'm going to change the tone a bit and ask some more funny questions. These are from Inside the Actors Studio, which
yeah,
is
for
a
sure.
TV show. What's your favorite word, Evan?
I think imagine.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your least favorite word?
Malice.
What turns you on?
People that know things well. I think that people when they can speak to something and have a key opinion based on a set of experiences or facts that really gets me interested.
What turns you off?
Malice again, probably. So anybody that's got a ill will intent or intends to take without giving back.